Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ben and Indy with your 9am Zedlines. Queensland government departments and agencies spent more than $50 million on consultants in the past year, hiking their consultancy costs. The increased spending in some departments follow a warning from a major integrity review saying they have over-relied on external contractors and consultants within the state's public service. Professor Peter Coldrake, who ordered a review into the public services by Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk, said, quote, "Consultants are needed at times when specialist skills or specific knowledge is required, or independence from government is needed."
US philanthropist Chuck Feeney has been tributed for contributing over $350 million to Queensland science institutes. Feeney lived a life of frugality, carrying a plastic bag instead of a briefcase and wearing a $14 watch he insisted was as accurate as a Rolex. Through his foundation, the Atlantic Philanthropies, he helped fund the Institute for Molecular Bioscience, the Australian Institute for Bioengineering and Nanotechnology, the UQ Centre for Clinical Research, and the Queensland Brain Institute. With a fortune made by co-founding the airport retail chain Duty Free Shoppers, Feeney donated more than $12 billion during his lifetime. He died at age 92 in San Francisco this week and will be remembered as the greatest individual donor of both the University of Queensland and Queensland University of Technology.
In national news, Victorian councils are increasingly leaving the childcare services to the private sector, giving families less options for early learning facilities. Jim McGee from the Glen Era said, quote, "The buildings themselves are no longer fit for purpose, in that most other centres around us have a capacity of 100 plus children, and that's what makes them financially sustainable." Megan Lyle, whose four-year-old son attends Murrumbina Early Learning Centre in Glen Era, believes councils have the responsibility to provide childcare. Quote, "They're just as important to these communities as sporting facilities and libraries."
A warning to listeners, this story discusses incidents of self-harm. The Western Australia government is under fire for its response to the attempted suicide of a teenager in Casuarina prison. A 16-year-old boy was rushed to hospital in the early hours of Thursday morning after being found unresponsive in a controversial youth detention unit inside an adult prison. WA Premier Roger Cook admitted Unit 18 did not meet an acceptable standard for care and safety, describing it as a necessary evil whilst changes were being implemented across youth detention. Suicide prevention advocate Megan Krakauer was with the boy's family at his bedside and said, quote, "It is a disgusting comment and he should be ashamed of himself. We're talking about a 16-year-old boy. The boy remains in critical but stable condition."
In international news, the High Constitutional Court of Madagascar has postponed the first round of the national election from November 9th to November 16th. The court gave no reason for the change and maintained the second round of the election would proceed as planned on December 20. President Andry Rajoelina opposed the decision, while the 11 candidates running against him have held marches in the nation's capital, demanding reform of the Election Commission. November would mark the nation's third peaceful election since Rajoelina rose to power in 2009.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 25 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 33. The fire danger is high and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au to read more.
Friends of the Hound is a rescue charity dedicated to finding